Hello, everyone. I'm Zach, and this is the story of the time I fell madly in love. It's a strange story, fair warning. So, the beginning of my sophomore year, I took an intro theater class because I'm a theater person. And in this class, there was a guy who I thought looked pretty cute, like 5 o'clock shadow, little schleppy, my type. I thought, okay, cool, he seems like a cool person, and then proceeded to basically cease to exist for 5 weeks because I was playing Brutus in a production of Julius Caesar. And then when I came out of that, I thought, okay, he's cool, he's cute, and also based off of how he behaves in theater class, which is weird, which is what you want from a theater kid, I thought, okay, I'm going to see if he wants to hang out. So I go up to him, and I say, hey, you seem cool. I think we should be friends. And he said, I also think you seem cool, and I agree that we should be friends. Let's hang out. I said, cool, what do you want to do? He said, there's a show happening at the local grad student avant-garde tiny theater. Let's go see that this weekend. And I say, sure. Friday rolls around, we meet outside of the theater, we go inside together, we sit down. He's 21 because he's a senior, but he took a year off, so he's a super senior. So he gets some wine, we're just chilling. At one point, he goes to the bathroom, and someone from my theater class who saw us sitting down comes up to the table and says, is this a date? And I said, I don't know. And then we watch the show, which is a modern adaptation of The Crucible set in a high school amongst high school girls. And it's horrifying. Have you ever watched a show and then just come out of it feeling, like, amazed and also very nauseous? It was like that. And I have, like, he, like, helps me outside. And he's, like, holding me on the shoulder as I'm dry heaving in the back alley from this play. I didn't have anything to drink. I don't drink. I was just really moved and alarmed. I go, thank you for coming to see the show with me. This was really fun. And he said, yes, thank you for coming to see the show with me. I agree it was very fun. And I say, I think you're cute. And he says, thank you. You should know that I have a girlfriend. And I say, that's okay. We're just friends. And then we shake hands. And then we proceed to spend the next 5 hours hanging out. I go to sleep around 4 a.m. in his guest bedroom because he's a freshman counselor, so he, like, has an extra room in his dorm that the school put there in case he ever needs, like, to help a drunk or sad frosh, like, sleep it off. And then I wake up the next day, and I am alive! I'm just spending all day. I just, like, can't catch my breath. My brain is exploding. I call both my parents and say, hey, I think I've fallen in love. They both call each other and say, I think Zach is having a manic episode. And in hindsight, I think they were right because later that day, I wrote an email to this person that said something along the lines of, hey, the night that we spent hanging out was life-changing. You are so incredible. And I understand that you are in a relationship and that, like, we cannot be, like, romantically linked in that way, but I really love spending time with you, and I would just love to keep spending time with you and be friends with you if you are comfortable doing that. And if this email is scary, I am so sorry. And if you don't want to ever hang out again, I completely respect that. And thank you. Goodbye. And then he doesn't respond for 2 days, which is terrifying and also entirely appropriate. And then eventually he does email me back and says, yes, let's be friends. And we were friends. And we went to see pretty much every show at this tiny, strange avant-garde theater that semester, and then would spend hours afterwards just hanging out. I would typically crash in his guest bedroom. He had an embira. Do y'all know what an embira is? It's a little finger piano. It's like a tiny piano that you play with your fingers, and it creates the sound of God blowing on a wind chime. And he would play me a song in the embira to help me fall asleep. We never kissed. This was a, like, platonic relationship. I met his girlfriend. She's very nice. She has a violin playing duo. with her sister. But we just kept hanging out for the rest of the semester. The next semester, he was very busy with thesis stuff, so we didn't hang out as much, but we would occasionally. The last time we hung out, which was about 4 days before he graduated, and the night before I had to leave campus, we just walked around for 6 hours. He had, like, avocado oil because he was obsessed with avocados. We ate a lot of avocados in our relationship. And he anointed me with avocado oil in this pseudo-religious ritual. And now my boyfriend and I are invited to his wedding to that girl this summer. He's great.